brought to you by Penguin.
Under the Mistletoe by Katie Flynn. Read by Anne Dover. Prologue. 24th of December, 1923. Agnes McKinley pulled the large ring of keys from her skirt pocket and went through them until she found the correct one for the front door to the orphanage. As she slid it into the lock, she paused momentarily. Was it her imagination, or did she just hear movement coming from the other side of the door? She listened hard, then froze. There was no doubt about it. She definitely heard something that time. Someone was moving around outside, trying their best not to be heard. She pursed her lips. "It'll be one of those nasty little brats," she thought bitterly. "No doubt thinking that just because it's Christmas Eve, they can have themselves some fun, lurking about in the snow, probably making themselves a snowman to scare one of us when we open the door." She nodded to herself. That's what she could hear, the sound of snow being rolled into a ball. She jutted her chin in a determined fashion. She was going to give someone a nasty surprise. She would catch them unawares and smash their snowman to smithereens before carting them off to see Mrs. Ankrum. She grinned maliciously. Mrs. Ankrum and her husband had managed Greystone's orphanage for over 10 years, and in that time they'd come up with a variety of punishments which would soon make a naughty child regret their decision to play in the snow on Christmas Eve. Seizing the tarnished brass handle in her skinny white fingers, she whipped the door open, shouting, "Gotcha!" Much to her surprise, instead of looking into the upturned face of one of the girls, she found herself looking down at the balding head of an elderly man. He was leaning over something lying at the top of the snow-covered steps, whilst he retrieved his Homburg hat, which she assumed must have fallen off his head. He stood up hastily, glaring at Agnes, then brushed the snow off his hat and rammed it back onto his head. Agnes, however, was more interested in the small bundle lying on the steps. Bending down, she tweaked the blanket to one side. Eyes narrowing, her jaw tightened angrily. She spoke through pursed lips. "I don't know what you think you're doing, but you can ready well take it with you." Standing up, she thrust the bundle towards the man, who backed away, his hands held up in a placating manner. "You've got the wrong end of the stick," he spluttered. "This has nothing to do with me." Glaring at him, she indicated the thick, undisturbed snow which carpeted the ground. "Well, whoever dumped it must have flown away, because yours are the only footprints in the snow." He glanced at the footprints which led to the front door, then his eyes darted wildly around before fixing Agnes with a steely glare. "Whoever abandoned her must have done it before it started snowing." He shook his head in disgust, adding, "Stupid woman," as he did so. "I'm stupid," spat Agnes, furious that he had the audacity to call her stupid when he'd made such a ridiculous statement. "If they dumped her before it started snowing, she'd be under the snow, not on top of it." Muttering, "Idiot," beneath her breath, she was about to carry on with her verbal attack, when something he had said caused her to stop in her tracks. She reran his statement through her head, then pointed an accusing finger at his chest. "You said her. How'd you know it's a girl?" He gawped at her, a muscle twitching in his jaw as he groped for a response. But Agnes wasn't going to give him time to think of any more pathetic excuses. She moved the baby's blankets to one side and peered down before covering her back up. "I knew you were lying," she said, her eyes narrowing even further. "Typical man, thinking you can just dump your unwanted baby willy-nilly like a sack of rubbish, assuming that we have to take her in just because we're an orphanage." He wore a thunderous expression as he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?